This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and myself, Tess.
Thanks, Tess. Sam George Allen is an author, and the latest book by Sam George is Witches, What Women Do Together, A Celebration of the Power and Pleasure of Working with Other Women, published by Penguin. And good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very, very well. Look, I've got to say, I'm fascinated by the title. Witches. Now, I love books. I have way too many books. In fact, I've got 2,076, Tess.
I'm actually getting rid of mine.
Well, yeah, that's right. Give them to me. Actually, no, stuff you read I wouldn't be interested in. But Witches, this is a title when I see it on the shelf. I would immediately, my eyes would immediately go to it. But can you explain to me just first the title? I'm fascinated by it.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I've written about women and gender for a long time. And a few years ago, I started getting interested in witchcraft, kind of obviously. My research took me down that path. And I started thinking of the witch as a really good way to talk about women doing subversive things.
Yep.
And, you know, whether or not women are actually, you know, casting spells or, you know, engaging in that kind of spiritual practice. I think it's a really interesting way to talk about the kind of stuff that women do, particularly in groups together and in ways that maybe make certain people who are invested in the status quo a little bit uneasy.
I like it how you've reclaimed some words, and you know, one of your quotes is, if all women are witches because they're on the margins, then groups of women, collaborators and covens are the witchiest of all. I love that. You're actually reclaiming that word and repurposing it. Another, I hate that word, but repurposing it, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think, you know, witch has so many really interesting connotations, and the aspect of sort of feminine power, I think, is very attractive. And I think it's worth, repositioning or reclaiming.
Yeah.
Sam, it's Tess here. We've just had the Victorian Minister for Women's Affairs, Gabrielle Williams, in the studio,
and the
Lord Mayor Sally Capp, both women politicians, women in leadership roles, and we've been talking about women in politics and what's taking place. And we also reflected on, you know, the work that Jacinda Ardern's doing in New Zealand and the way in which she's been perceived. And so I'm interested in your reflections of women in leadership roles and what have you learned through the research that you've done, and are you able to sort of share any gems with us?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, isn't it? Because often when we see women in roles like in politics, they necessarily have to adopt, and this is a huge generalization, but just for the ease of the conversation, they have to adopt sort of masculine ways of doing things, because politics particularly is still a huge boys' club. Looking at someone like Jacinda Ardern is really interesting because I think it's one of the first times we've seen a woman in power really embrace a kind of emotionally supportive, kind of caring way of doing leadership, and people are responding to it so well. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily just because she's a woman. I think if we see men accessing that kind of caring approach, people would respond to it in a positive way as well. I think that's fascinating how overwhelming the response to seeing Jacinda Ardern respond to.
Do you think that caring, kindness sort of perspective is a feminine trait? And is it something that men would have to work differently at trying to achieve?
It's socialized into women more than it is socialized into men. I don't think any traits are inherent to any gender, but we definitely teach girls and young women to prioritize caring and intersocial, interpersonal strengths more than we ask men to prioritise that. So I think, it takes some learning and unlearning things.
Mm-hmm. It's, so many, I suppose there are so many facets to this that, you've used interviews, your historical research, some critical theory to tell about 13 distinct sets of women, like from Melbourne girl bands to nuns, just extraordinary stories. Must feel pretty good when you get, when something like this gets published. How does that very satisfying, but it's actually about getting the message out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're in such a position of, I feel so much gratitude to the people who shared their stories with me, because otherwise I wouldn't have a book to write. It was really kind of humbling and really exciting that so many of the women who I approached for the book were so interested in the message. Like that, I think that has been the most rewarding part of it, that the people who I spoke to be in the book were also really interested and excited in what the book was trying to do, which is to get women to recognise how much power they have when they are working with one another.
I like the parallel, and I probably only ever watched a few minutes of episodes of this show, but you talk about, women in traditional farming families who've been dominated, in a cultural sense, by men for so long. They're wary of labelling themselves a feminist, but, young women moving away from the city to the country who can be innovative, and that farming is such a long way from McLeod's daughters. it's such a, when you see sometimes on the television, whether it's people from, folk from the Country Women's Association, whether it's, farmers, female farmers, the image is very, very different to what, that sort of nonsense McLeod daughters peddles. But they're actually doing they're doing the hard yards, and they're working together with other women. We see example of that, Cathy McGowan, for example, in Indi. Mm-hmm. This is, the previous holder of that seat, Sophie Mirabella, you couldn't get a greater contrast between Sophie and Cathy, both powerful women, but one of them doing it in a way that I think is much more contemporary than the other.
Mm. Yeah, talking to women farmers was absolutely fascinating. It was stuff that I hadn't really... I learned a lot of things that I really hadn't ever considered before, which is, a lot of it was about how women on the land are often responsible for farm duties, and they're responsible for all the childcare and business running. They're just numbers in the books. It's such a clear example of the kind of invisibility of women's work in a lot of industries. Because, when you think of farming, you probably don't think of someone sitting down in an office and doing a spreadsheet, but that's such a huge part of it. And then there's the fact that there's so many women involved in regenerative agriculture, which is, a new way of looking at agriculture that is designed to mitigate climate change and completely overhaul the way that we treat the earth and the way that we grow our food and raise the animals that we eat. And a lot of those women are involved in that because they spend time looking after their children, and they have a more vested interest in the future of the planet because of that.
Of course. Look, I want to thank you for your time this morning, and also the effort you've put into writing this.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Look, I think it's an important book, and again, shows the power of being able to write something like this, but also being able to have something like this published. It's very, very important. So thank you. And for those interested, again, it's called Witches, What Women Do Together, A Celebration of the Power and Pleasure of Working with Other Women, by Sam George Allen, and it's by Penguin. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Enjoy your day, Sam.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.